Have a good day. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Gospel of Loving Kindness at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center in Portland. The Gospel of Loving Kindness is a play by Marcus Gardley based on the true story of 15-year-old Hadiyah Pendleton, who was killed in Chicago after performing at the presidential inauguration in 2013. This play runs from March 10th through April 9th on Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. Again, that's The Gospel of Loving Kindness, March 10th through April 9th on Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center, 5340 North Interstate in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, March 10th, 2017. You're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Do not forget to call Earl Blumenauer and make your feelings known regarding this Trumpacare deal. In case you don't have that number, reach Earl at 202-225-4811. We'll say that number again at the end of the program, but it's absolutely essential to get in touch with Blumenauer right now. And let him know that you don't like what this healthcare bill, so-called healthcare bill, is going to do to everyone, except, of course, for the very wealthy. And it's going, it's moving very fast also. That's the other thing. Anytime you see any piece of legislation squirt through this quickly, you know they're hiding something. Notice how the fast track portion of the TPP moved directly into the end zone with very little oversight, very, very, very few questions. In this case, there are a lot of things brewing in the House version of Trumpacare. It's now passed, however, through both the Energy and Commerce and Ways and Means Committees. That's going to be a problem for the Senate, probably, this new plan that they've hatched, which is hatched by extremists. It's designed to attract no less than the Freedom Caucus people, and it will, it's going to, and very likely there will be deaths because of the many, many people who really do depend on Medicaid. And it's all happening so quickly that there's very little, there's no oversight whatsoever. And it takes a while for Americans to get the message. So by the time they get the message, the damage will be done. We have, though, some pretty good news. The Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project, both Paula Hood and Karen Coulter have been on the program this week, and all of this leading up to the benefit that's happening tonight. Karen joins us one more time just to remind everyone that there is something that you can do. Do some direct action and have a lot of fun doing it. Karen, good morning.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate KBOO's support.
Well, let us know then. Yeah, we appreciate everything that you do because you are there holding the line against forces that are going to be a lot stronger in the coming years. And it's going to take an effort on behalf of all of us if we're going to protect the state, the Cascadia's wild areas. So tell us the when, where, and all of that.
Yeah, just to be clear, we're a legal forest defense organization, and we support our work through donations and individual support. So our benefits are very important to us, and we're presenting a slideshow about our work last year in the field. We're also having music by Joanna Warren, A Stick in a Stone, and Cinderwell. And we're also having stories from volunteers from the field surveying and more information about volunteering with us this summer, as well as raffle prizes from local artisans, beer, cider, wine, and snacks. It should be a great time. It's tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Levin Community Chapel at 5431 Northeast 20th Avenue, which is the corner of 20th and Killingsworth in Northeast. It's a $5 to $20 suggested donation. It's wheelchair accessible, and it's open to all ages. And we really hope people will come.
Thanks so much for that. The Biodiversity Project has been around for a while and has done some extraordinary work. We really don't hear from you often enough. We want to amend that and get voices from the Biodiversity Project on the air more frequently. Thank you so much for that, Karen.
Thank you.
And once again, just wonder, before we speak to our guest for the day, Steve Horn with the Dismog Blog, just a quick reminder to call Earl Blumenauer 202-225-4811. This trumpet care business is the most deadly folly we've seen. It's only just very few months into this regime, and it's worse than probably anybody thinks, and it will take all of us. Constant pressure, constant, relentless pressure on our elected representatives. If we are going to hold the ship of state together, it's sinking fast right now. People probably have no idea how very fast things are coming apart at the seams. Steve Holm is with us today to talk about a very dangerous area in which Russia and the Trump administration are connected. Well, if you think the infrastructure is about the deep stuff, wait till you hear what Steve has for us today. When Trump talks about infrastructure, he's not a nice guy. He wants to build you a bridge to nowhere or make another highway for you. He doesn't want to repair and anything that doesn't directly enrich his coffers. No, of course not. This again, when he says infrastructure, he means all the payoffs and the dirty dealings, undercover stuff that he and his companies are involved with Russian enterprises, who themselves are shady businesses in many cases. Check out Evraz sometime, see about their violations of safety and workers' health. But anyway, that said, Steve, welcome to the KBOO Airways once again. Thank you.
Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
It's great. This is a story that has that came from the Dismog Blog about, I think, about a week ago, and has been picked up. It's been flying around, and it's something of such great importance. I think it's just beginning to sink in. Could you talk a little bit about give us the outline of what's going on, and then we'll get into why this is such a dangerous deal that Trump has inadvertently stumbled into.
So I'd probably reframe it a little bit I wouldn't really call what's going on dangerous. I don't think that was the point I was trying to make in the articles, as much as sort of just pointing out that it's just kind of interesting that it happened that way, and I'll explain what that is.
So, only dangerous in that it would be, a warning, some sort of warning to all of us that what Trump is is involved with and what he's willing to be to involve himself with. This is not part of governing a country. This is something else.
The long story short, in terms of the details, though, is that a lot of the pipe, and this predates Trump, back to the Obama era, and that is a lot of the steel, not all of it, but like 400 miles of the steel for the Keystone XL pipeline was made by a Russian-owned company that has a North American subsidiary named Evraz. Evraz Group is the parent group. The North American subsidiary is Evraz North America, and it's made 400 miles of the steel for that pipeline. And interestingly enough, the owner of Evraz Group is a sort of a guy who's credited as being sort of a person who helped bring Vladimir Putin into power as president. He worked on his initial campaigns over a decade ago, around 2000. He's sort of categorized as part of the oligarchs group in Russia, which is a very specific term to those who profited from the mass privatization of commodities in Russia, including the steel industry, including the electricity industry, including the oil and gas industry, et cetera. So he owns this particular company, and what's sort of even more interesting for that story is that his wife is apparently very, at least pretty close friends with Donald Trump's daughter. His wife's name is Dasha Zhukova, and her dad is also an oil oligarch in Russia. So there are all these connections. Of course, the whole thing is, like I said, these things predated Trump, and to say that, the permits and everything for Keystone XL and all the contracts and stuff were signed privately during the Obama era. So, and the reason why it's a big story, though, is not necessarily, it's just sort of like all these things exist, right? You put them out there. But the big story, of course, is still goes back to Trump's promise about American pipelines and American steel. And that is, he said, whenever he was talking about the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipeline, lumping those two together, he'd say, and we're going to push to have a Made in America clause, to have the steel made, so these pipelines made in America. When in the case of the steel for Keystone XL, for a lot of the, Evraz's steel, it's not made in America. It's made in Canada, and the pipelines are literally stamped Made in Canada. It's sort of, it's their trademark. And that, in a follow-up piece, I tracked, looked at the supply chain, and a lot of the steel for Dakota Access was also made by Evraz. And that's because there's only a handful of companies that make this large diameter steel pipeline. And so that's sort of the story of Evraz. And there's a whole other story about how this other company doesn't make pipelines necessarily, but they make pipe parts for drilling. It's TMK Group, and that's another Russian-owned company. And let's just point out that you could look at literally any country. You could say, it's like, it's an Indian company or it's an Italian company. Point being that there's just a gross oversimplification on his part when he talks about Made in America. What does that actually mean? Does it mean who owns it? Where are the profits going? Maybe it's only as simple as jobs in some cases, but like I said, there some of the plants are in the United States for some of these companies. Like TMK Group does have plants in the Midwest and on the East Coast, in Pennsylvania, Ohio, etc. But then they also have plants around the world. So these are complicated things to put together. Parts come from different places, and different people profit as a result. Some of the people I mentioned.
It would be naive for people to assume that anything is exclusively a product of anyone, company.
It's a nice talking point. It kind of makes it seem like it's your local farmer's market or something where the food was made close to home. And it's a big talking point in his campaign, is we're gonna beyond pipelines, is we're gonna buy American, sell American. But mean, honestly, like things that are this complex to make, like a pipeline or car parts or all these, you know, heavy manufacturing, it's much more complex than the way he's talking about it. And I think that the pipeline stuff is just one of the cases in point.
Well, it's apart from being a gross oversimplification, it's again, it is when he talks about this stuff as a sort of a one-off, and it's yet another lie, and the things
right.
do
I mean, yeah,
catch up with you.
It, yeah.
But this is the thing about this is I looked up EVROS and I found that they're violations of safety. Standards are just grotesque. It goes on and on and on. And the deaths that of workers is a dangerous industry, and there's virtually no regulation. Again, all you have to do is look at Russia. If anybody bothered to,
you know, one thing I'll say about EVROS that I think the listeners want to hear is that when there was debate over Keystone XL and approving it in Congress that before Obama shot it down, they lobbied against an amendment that was a Buy American amendment in that bill. So that goes to show that potentially they saw that as a bad, even like a bad precedent, not just for Keystone XL. And that could say, oh, maybe EVROS could stand to gain going forward, depending on the maneuvers that are made over steel.
And the oligarchs, Trump. And the Russian oligarchs, all of the industries that they control in Russia are notable for there are no safety standards at all. Basically, people who work in these industries in Russia are doing extremely dangerous work, and it's now this is the main export is this kind of format. It looks like this looks like a lot like